Welcome to this online talk about rebuilding the Apache OpenOffice Wiki. Let's start talking about the Apache OpenOffice Wiki as it is now, but first let me introduce myself, even if it is an online talk, so you cannot really see me here. But my name is Andrea Pescetti. I'm active as a volunteer in several free and open source projects in my spare time. And these projects include Apache OpenOffice, where I served as project chair and release manager. And I'm now staying as an ordinary volunteer, helping with mostly releases and web projects. This is due to my long experience as a PHP developer. Let's start describing the wiki site and why it is an important resource for the OpenOffice community. So first, what are we talking about actually? The OpenOffice Wiki is a website publicly available at wiki.openoffice.org. This might seem obvious, but as everything in OpenOffice, we have multiple instances of everything, so we call this the mWiki to distinguish it from another wiki that is available to the project, but is meant for the entire Apache community. And it is called the C-Wiki, based on Confluence. And that one is where organizational activities take place, like planning releases and this kind of stuff, while the M-Wiki is more a community resource. It originates from the pre-Apache age, meaning that it was available already 20 years ago. And it used to be, and it still is, an important reference for developers. So it was born as the place to put stuff that was meant to be published on the web, but not suitable for the website. It is still community maintained in a way, but most of all it is an important reference, meaning that every time you need information on how something works, you will not find it on the website, you will find it on this wiki. The current situation is that our mWiki is hosted on a virtual machine owned by the Apache Software Foundation, but not operated from it, meaning that it is made available to the OpenOffice project and it is not managed by Infra, by the Apache infrastructure team. It will soon be decommissioned, and we cannot do anything about this. This is policy of Apache. It is running MediaWiki as an engine, so a very, very popular engine, mostly seen on Wikipedia, but indeed the most popular engine for wikis around the world. And it is outdated in all possible ways, meaning that it is running on an obsolete operating system, a very ancient version of Ubuntu, obsolete PHP, and while it has been ported to PHP 7.0 currently, that one is now obsolete. And it runs a very old MediaWiki version too. So we need to update it as soon as possible. And most of all, it contains obsolete content. I mean, probably thousands of pages that are obsolete. But this is totally another story. As I said, the MWiki is important as a reference. So we are not interested now on whether it is old content or new content or restructuring it in terms of content. What we need to do is preserve this and being able to maintain it, make minor edits, and possible work on content, but that is separate. We are focusing on the infrastructure right Components of our MWiki are the MediaWiki engine, of course, and then plugins. Plugins are a bit painful here since we are using a comprehensive set of third-party plugins with different level of support and maintenance. On top of that, we are also using a few custom plugins that were developed specifically for this instance. So they are plugins that are really not well tracked, not well known, and that are used by only one site in the world, and that were written between 2000 and 2010, so rely on obsolete conventions and have never been ported to modern standards. They will need a lot of work, of course. The other component need incantation is the skin. We are using a custom skin, graphical theme, just a basic OpenOffice theme with OpenOffice graphics. The logo was recently revamped, but the rest is still old. We are not going to redesign it, but only to make it sustainable and usable for our future needs. Meaning that it is currently a major item that is blocking the website upgrade since it is not compatible with modern versions of PHP, for example, and it is based on a templating engine that in turn has compatibility issues, so it will not be easy to port it, but still we are just trying to get it to work and not at this stage redesign it completely. Let's talk about maintenance of the wiki and why it has proved to be a challenging effort so far. Well, basically, the wiki needs love, a lot of love, because there's a complex chain of compatibility requirements in our wiki, and its status is really minimally maintained, but almost broken. Let's say that. You can see here we still have a custom syntax highlighting plugin, and this was the cause for many pages rendering just blank because it was broken. It broke during an upgrade, and this situation went on for months. And it was causing lots of problems to users and developers since nobody had time to actually look into it. Then the error was trivial, actually. It was just a fix of a few lines where one had to replace an old version of code with newer PHP function. But that was done only recently, thanks to new volunteers coming in and try to help. But still, this is emblematic of a situation where we really need to get it in better shape. And it is hard, I was saying, as we have different PHP compatibility requirements for MediaWiki Core, for plugins, and for our custom code. And all of them get updated at different stages, so it is also hard to put the pieces together. Our current upgrade process is a nightmare. This is our established upgrade process for when we want to upgrade to a newer version of the MediaWiki engine. So first, we clone to local. Actually, the process as it is now does not even involve the step of cloning to local, since it relies on a dev installation, which both of them are hosted on the same server at Apache. But this means that a lot of stuff is hard-coded. We will see it is an issue. So it is not even local at the moment. Then you update the MediaWiki engine and run the basic updates. Then you disable all plugins, and then you start updating plugins one by one, enabling one by one, until you are sure that things don't break. Meaning that, in our experience, with a newer MediaWiki engine, there is some plugin, and we use lots of them, that breaks. So you have to try enabling it, or just try updating it if there is a new version. But again, you might have different requirements between the MediaWiki engine and plugins in terms of PHP functionality and support. So it is something that needs to be done with care. And how we ensure that things don't break, this part is still a bit unclear. Meaning that you cannot just test everything here. So basically, you don't really test now. You just do some attempts to see if stuff is broken or not. And then you replicate this in production. Of course, this is not practical, and it is very much error prone. Meaning that you replicate the process in production, so not it is not an immediate transfer to production of what you did. And this is very bad on all kind of everything that can go broken will go broken with this kind of approach. This is that there is still a lot of work to do on the MWiki to fix it, because we must still fix stuff rather urgently, as the infra team, the Apache infra team, wants to move the wiki to a modern version of Ubuntu. So it will be running on Ubuntu 20, which features a modern and secure PHP, but again, not compatible with our MWiki, or not fully compatible with our MWiki. And the MediaWiki engine will need to be updated to the latest version. And our ancient plugins, and here I mean the third-party plugins, but also our custom plugins, will have to be updated, or in some cases replaced, or in some cases adapted to new functionality. What do I mean here? Well, updated is obvious, like we installed the version that is meant to run on the latest MediaWiki version. But some of them are no longer maintained, and for some of them, we We'll need a replacement of our plugins since the new version is out, or a better version is available. And in some cases, the MediaWiki engine comes with new functionality that supersedes what we had at the time. So we will really need also to understand why we are using each plugin and what is the best way forward. It might be a straightforward update, a replacement, or some custom adaptation needed to get it to work somehow. So it's a challenging task, and the approach we propose is a modern one. Rebuilding the wiki infrastructure rather than rebuilding the wiki in itself. The challenge is that we don't only want to modernize the wiki, that is using an old process, very much error prone, with a lot of waste of time, and get a wiki that will still be as painful as now to upgrade. We want to modernize the entire way we deal with the wiki. Because plenty of useful tools have been made available in recent years. In the last 10 years, a lot of new technology emerged, and just because our wiki is older does not mean that we cannot use modern technology. It is time to put some modern DevOps conventions at the service of our ancient MediaWiki. So, using better tools, using better conventions, and trying to get a modern process around the wiki. This also means we can involve new volunteers here, because nobody would accept to work on a very, very old infrastructure and very old conventions. This will help in recruiting volunteers too. The first and basic step, well, the first one would be rebuilding the code base, but it is part of this effort too. The first step is Dockerizing the wiki. That means using Docker to manage the wiki infrastructure, the local infrastructure for the wiki. Docker is a powerful tool based on containers. So one takes the MWiki project and splits it into several containers, everything that is needed to make our MediaWiki installation work. The web server, PHP, MySQL. And we orchestrate all these containers, we put them together using Docker Compose. At the end, we get a system with different containers working together that are independent one from each other, and they can be even updated independently, meaning that this allows local work to be much smoother. It is independent from the specific OS used by the developer, as Docker can run on Windows, on Linux, and on Mac. It is easy, for example, to upgrade PHP. You just change a line in your container definition. So if I want to see if the wiki is still running fine under PHP 7.4, or under PHP 8, why not? I just need to update one line and check whether things still work. This part is placing a number of challenges since we have logic in our custom code that heavily relies on domain names. That is, we have a lot of logic that tries to guess whether we are running the production instance or the other development instance, which is still meant to be run on the same server currently. And this must be entirely rewritten and adapted when needed, since we want to run it locally and to be able to run it on a local machine for the lots of benefits that this brings. And one part that is not covered in this slide is also reconstructing our code base. Our code base is a PHP code base assembled with MediaWiki plugins, custom plugins. But it doesn't keep any traces of where things were downloaded from and which patches were applied and to what. This is why it is really bad to update right now, because there is also the step that we didn't discuss before, that our MediaWiki engine is patched. Probably some of these patches are now obsolete, but we need to check individual patches every time we upgrade. So in terms of code base, Composer is the tool of choice, and the entire code base will have to be translated into one composer.json file that will download the correct version of the engine, of our custom stuff, and of all third-party plugins. This will bring to a sane approach where we can rebuild the exact same code base at any time and even manage updates if we wish, but this is a different process. Anyway, this is an important part that I didn't discuss before. And then the other tool or technique that we use from modern times is continuous integration and continuous deployment. The aim is avoiding regressions, such as the one that broke syntax highlighting. We will have to write a set of tests that can be executed automatically. At first, this can be really easy, meaning that you write tests that just check that a given list of URLs corresponding to different types of pages do not give errors. So you take what you used to do manually, like I will have a 10 sample pages, like one normal page, the home page, one page in Italian, one page containing a table of contents, one page containing syntax highlighting, and so on. And then we have this kind of tests, and we run them just to ensure that we do not get an error, that we do not get a blank page, we do not get a 500 error code. This is enough for a start. Then one can write more elaborate tests that can really check what works and what doesn't work, that the title is appearing at the right place, that something is shown or not on the page, and get closer to the quality of manual inspection. Then we would have continuous integration to test the empty installation, but this is less relevant in our case, honestly, since we don't need to rebuild our wiki each time. And much more important, we can test the upgrade scenario based on the tests above, meaning that we can really take the current database code and everything, do the updates, any kind of updates, for from PHP to the Media Wiki engine to a module to our custom code, anything, and run tests again and be confident that nothing broke, nothing of what we are observing broke. So this the result of this is a confident and wiki upgrades. And in general, this will solve the problem. Then one can get deeper, but in terms of our basic needs, this is what we really need. Confidence in upgrades. But again, while we are at it, this becomes a global model, meaning that we can reuse this approach for all other auxiliary websites, and actually for our main website, if we wish to. We are able to do this, for example, for the extension website, the templates website. They are all PHP-based websites. They all work the same, more or less, with different CMS, but CMS here is not a major part of our issue. It's just the lack of a modern process. In general, I've already, as I said before, this will help with involving new people, but it will also help with empowering existing people, since a major problem we have is in general a conservative approach due to the risk of breaking things. We are not bold in making changes, since we fear that things will break and that we will cause damage which is worse than what we were trying to solve. But this approach can give us much more confidence in general, and it gives us opportunities to upgrade everything in a safe way. So I would advocate something like that when it is done for the wiki and works well for the wiki. I would advocate it for other infrastructure too. Okay, I'm now finished, and if there are any questions, we are ready to take questions.